Today's daf is Erechin Daf Yud, and we will begin from the Mishnah, four lines from the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So the Perek is continuing its digression and discussing not the halachas of Erechin, but rather halachas that have a minimum and a maximum. So the first halacha of the perek was that there's a minimum amount of money that a person can have to pay in the event that he took upon himself a neder of erechin, and that is a sela, in the event that he can't afford the more conventional amount that he should be obligated to pay. So he could stand in front of a kohen, the kohen would work with him, and at the very least he would have to pay a sela or a shekel hakodesh. At the same time, there was a maximum amount, and that is 50 shkolim, based on the fact that the highest price mentioned in the parish of Erechin is if someone takes upon himself the Erechin of a man that's between the ages of 20 and 60. So the halach is that his Erechin is going to be 50 shkolim. Regardless, once we mention a minimum and a maximum, we digressed to halachos of Nida and Ziva, halachos of Negayin, halachos of astronomy, so some of the more complicated sugyas and shas. Today's daf is a little bit lighter. Zok the Mishnah, there were no less than 21 tkiyos every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. There couldn't be more than 48 tkiyos every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow tkiyos. Now, these tkiyos were not blown with shofar. So usually when you think of a tkiyah, you think of a shofar. But rather, they were blown with chatzotzros. It's mentioned in Parshas Baloischa, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Asei lecha shtei chatzotzros kesef. And the Torah goes on to describe some of the usages of these chatzotzros. But these were chatzotzros that the Yidden created, they built in the Midbar, but it was something that they had a mitzvah to always have. And one of the purposes of these chatzotzros were to blow them in the Beis HaMikdash. And it was done every single day. There were never less than 21. There were never more than 48. There couldn't be less than two nevalim. So a neval is a type of instrument. There couldn't be less than two of those. Not more than six. Not less than two flutes. Not more than 12 flutes. What was the purpose of these flutes? There were 12 days a year where these flutes were played. B'shchitas HaPesach, Rishoy, the time that they shechted the first Pesach, B'shchitas Pesach Sheni, and when they shechted Pesach Sheni, U'biyantav HaRishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, U'biyantav Shal Atzeres, and on Shavuos, U'B'Shemayin Yisimeach Chag, and on the 8 days of Sukkot. So it was during those 12 days that they would play the flutes. The Gemara is going to expound on everything. So we mentioned that there were flutes, no less than two flutes, and no more than 12 flutes. It says the Mishnah, the Ba'avuv, and the Chalil are the same thing. The Gemara is going to ask, why in the Reish of the Mishnah do we refer to the flute as the Chalil, and here it's V'lo Yehoyah Makah Ba'avuv. But regardless, so the flute couldn't be Shal Mechayish, it couldn't be made out of copper, it had to be made out of reeds. The reason is, because the sound of the flute is going to be sweeter if it's made of reeds than if it's made of copper. V'lo Yehoyah Mechalik, Elo Ba'avuv Yechidi. So you had all these flutes. This was a whole orchestra. But at the end, the last sound that you would hear when these flutes were played was one avuv, one flute. Meaning at the end, you just wanted to hear one sound. And the reason is, because it sounds a little bit nicer. So if you're going to end with a few instruments playing together, it's not as nice as if you only hear one instrument at the end. So who were the people that played with these flutes? Reb Meir says these were Avdei Kohanim. Interesting. Reb Yossi says Mishpachos Beis Pigaru Beis Siparai. These were people that were from the families of Pigarim and Siparaya. May Amom Hayu. They came from the city of Amom. Hayu Masiyim LeKohuna. They were Yisraelim, but they were Yisraelim Miyuchasim in the sense that they were able to marry Kohanim. So Kohen was only allowed to marry a Yisrael Miyuchas. The whole parak of Masechtas Kedushin. The last parak of Masechtas Kedushin, which talks about the halachos of Yichos. Regardless, a Kohen was only allowed to marry a Yisrael if he had pristine yichus. So these were people that were Yisraelim, but at the same time, Yisraelim Yuchasim, they came from families that were allowed to marry Kehanim. Rabbi Hanin ben Antigna Saim Leviim Hayo. So three sheetahs who they were. The mayor says they were Abdi Kehanim. Rabbi Yossi says they were Yisraelim, but Yisraelim Yuchasim that were allowed to marry Kehanim. Rabbi Hanin ben Antigna said that they were Levi. Regardless, the first halacha of the Mishnah was that Ein Poichsa Me'ech. Esther the Akas Tkias, there were never less than 21 Tkias in the Beis HaMikdash, and there were never more than 48. At first glance, it would seem that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Tanya into the Bryce. Rabbi Huda says, you're never allowed to have less than 7 Tkias of Chatzoytzroyz in the Beis HaMikdash, and it can never be more than 16. It's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah's numbers were 21 on the low end, 48 on the high end. Rabbi Yehuda says 7 on the low end, 16 on the high end. Okay, seems like the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, there's a machlekes. What's the beer in the machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda holds tkiya true tkiya chadahi me. Really, there is no machlekes. Everybody agrees that what they blew was the same thing. It's that the Chachamim's number, if you do the math, is really 3 times Rabbi Yehuda's number. And the reason it's 3 times is because every single time they would blow, the tkiya was really made up of a tkiya, a trua, and a tkiya, similar to the way we blow on Rosh Hashanah. So the Chachamim count the tkiya, trua, tkiya as 3, whereas Rabbi Yehuda counted the tkiya, trua, tkiya as 1. So for every 3 that the Chachamim have, Rabbi Yehuda has 1. That's why on the low end, the Chachamim have 21. Rabbi Yehuda has 21 divided by 3, which is 7. On the high end, the Chachamim have 48. Rabbi Yehuda has 48 divided by 3, which is 16. But the beer, the machlekes is then, why would Rabbi Yehuda count it as 1 and the Chachamim count it as 3? Is it purely semantics? The answer is no. The Gemara says, b'may kamiflike, right? The Gemara is clearly saying there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda sub, Rabbi Yehuda holds tkiya true, tkiya chadei. Rabbanan sabi, the Rabbanan hold tkiya luchud. The Gemara goes so far as to say, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's to be in Rabbi Yehuda? Why did Rabbi Yehuda look at the Tkiya, true, and Tkiya as being one? Because the pasuk says, Uskatem Trua. Uskatem Trua. If it's 2 separate things, then how could you use the word Uskatem to describe a Trua? Luchura, it's Uskatem Tkiya or a Tratem Trua. But what does it mean, uskatem, which is a lashon tkiya? True, elamai says 1. Because another pasuk says, trua yisku. Shema minot, tkiya, true, tkiya, chadi. The Rabbanon argue. The Rabbanon hold that tkiya, true, tkiya is not 1, but rather tkiya, true, tkiya is really 3. Ay, it says, uskatem, trua. Ay, it says, trua yisku. Ahu lepshuto lefonel, pshuto lachre, who does? According to the Rabbanon, it's not coming to tell me that they're 1, but it's coming to tell me that every single time there's a loch of a trua, there has to be a tkiya before, and there has to be a tkiya after. So again, there's no machloikis in terms of how many times the trumpets were actually blown. Everybody agrees it was no less than 21, it was no more than 48. Stating that when Rabbi Yehuda described it, when he was teaching it to his Talmidim, he said it's no less than 7 and it's no more than 16. They were saying the same thing. The Chachamim's 21, Rabbi Yehuda had a 7. The Chachamim's 48, Rabbi Yehuda had as 16. Says the Gemara of Rabbanan Matamai. What's Pshat in the Rabbanan? Meaning, how did the Rabbanan know to count them independently? The pasuk says, "Ubahakil es hakahol tisku v'loy sariyah." So one of the purposes of the Chatzoytzris in the Midbar was that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to gather the Yidin, v'yakil Moshe. So when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to gather the Yidin, so he would blow the Chatzoytzris. But the pasuk says, "Tisku," Hashem told him, "Blow it kia v'loy tariyah." Don't blow it true. Now, if you're going to tell me it's all one, it's like one thing, one unit. So why would the Torah say, do it kia without it? Elamai, you see, it's different. There's a halacha that they come together. But it's really not one in the sense. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say? There it's different. Because that kia wasn't a real mitzvah. There, Moshe Rabbeinu was just blowing Vayakel Moshe. So if the whole purpose of the Chatzoytzris is a Vayakel Moshe, you're right, the Torah said Tisku V'Leisariyah, which means you're doing a half a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah. A half a mitzvah is an issue where it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do something. Put on your tefillin shel yad. Don't wear your tefillin shel reish. It doesn't make any sense. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. You're never going to have a commandment to do a half a mitzvah. But that ubahakalas akol tisku v'lay sari is not a mitzvah in the first place. So it means that it's not a mitzvah, even though the Torah is technically telling you to do a half a thing. But being that it's not a half a mitzvah, it's for that reason it's not going to be an issue. So again, so we have here, according to the Chachamim, how many chatzotzeres, or how many tkiyos, no less than 21, or more than 48. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no less than 7, no less than 16. Really, they're saying the same thing. Right? They're saying the same thing. Each one is really a tkiyah, true a tkiyah. Rabbi Yehuda counts them as one. The Chachamim count them as three. And that's why the Chachamim's number are three times Rabbi Yehuda's number. 21 is 3 times 7, 48 is 3 times 16. How does Rabbi Yehuda know a shita? A pasuk. How does Chacham know their shita? A pasuk. It sounds like there's an afkamina l'alacha. It has to be. But my komifligi, they're learning it based on psukim. The Gemara does what it always does with drashas. How's Rabbi Yehuda going to learn the Chachamim's drasha? How the Chachamim going to learn Rabbi Yehuda's drasha? So there must be some achleikis. I mean, it sounds like it's just a matter of semantics, of just how you do the math. Why is Vir a machloikis? What's the nafgamina? So the nafgamina is, we're going to see now in the next few lines of Gemara. Nafgamina would be, could there be a hefsek between the tkiyah and the truah? Could there be a hefsek between the truah and the tkiyah? It's according to Rabbi Yehuda that it's one. So it has to be one blow. It has to be tkiyah, truah, tkiyah. You can't be mafsek between the tkiyah and the truah. You can't be mafsek between the truah and the tkiyah. According to the Chachamim, that hold that it's three, it's 21 and 48. It's not 7 and 16. If it's 21, they're all independent. Now, there's a halacha that the tkiyah and the truah and the tkiyah have to come together. But there's a nafkamina if they merely have to come together versus if they actually have to be one unit, says the Gemara. With that background, Rav Kahana said that there can't be any hefsik between the tkiyah and the truah. Literally, v'loy klom, nothing. Can't even breathe. You can't have any hefsek between the tku and the tree. Come on, who's that like? Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda counted the tkiyah, true tkiyah as one. We just said there's clearly an afkamina la'alacha. What is an afkamina la'alacha? You can't be, wait a minute, it's so obvious. Says the Gemara, no. Now the time I would have thought of the Rabbanon Asya. Maybe Rav Kahana was saying this halacha even according to Rabbanon. Ula fugit with Rabbi Yochanan. And when Rav Kahana said that there can't be a hefsek, he didn't really mean there can't be a hefsek. He was just coming lafuke, something very extreme. Something Rabbi Yochanan once addressed. The Omar who said, Shoma teisha tkiyos, betesha shoyos bayoyim yotzim. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking about the chatzaitzus in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the tkiyah shofar of Rosh Hashanah. We're midday rice, you have to hear 9 tkiyos. And Rabbi Yochanan said that if you would hear the 9 tkiyos in the 9 hours of the day, so you hear at 10 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock, another, and then at 12 o'clock, and then 1 o'clock, right, you would hear 9 tkiyos during 9 hours of the day, don't try this at home, you would be yitzer, Rabbi Yochanan said. So you would have thought that maybe that's all Rav Kahana was coming about Fuke. He was coming to say that even though by shofar there's a concept of teisha tkiyos, in Teisha Shois, when it comes to Chatzaitzris, it's not that way. But really, there could be a Hefsik, because Rav Kahana is not necessarily paskin the link Rabbi Yehuda. He's going according to Chachamim. Kamash Malon, that's why the Gemara says, no, Rav Kahana was not going according to Chachamim. He only shims according to Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know that? Eshataka, right? Maybe he really holds like the Chachamim. And when he said that there can't be a Hefsik, he didn't mean there can't be a Hefsik. He meant Lafuki mit Rabbi Yochanan. You just can't hear in 9 hours of the day. Zok the Gemara, no, I'm came. I v'loy klum. It's not true. V'loy klum would be very misleading if that's the case. Because v'loy klum sounds like there can't be a Hefsik at all, XL. Either way, this concludes the first part of the daf, which discusses the halachos of the Chatzoitzrois that were blown in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah said, Ein poichsim mi esrim v'achas, v'loy maisifin al bram u'shmoina. Rabbi Yehuda said, ha'poiches lo yifches misheva, v'amoysef lo yosef al sheish esrei. They're saying the same thing, stating that there is an afkimina la'alocha, could there be a hefsek between the tkiyah and the truah? Could there be a hefsek between the truah and the tkiyah? So when exactly did they blow all these tkiyahs? When was the 21, which apparently was every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, and when did you have the maximum amount? When was there a 48? So this is actually something that's addressed in a Mishnah, not our Mishnah, but it's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Sukkah. Rashi quotes the Mishnah, it's Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. And the answer is that every single day when they would open up the Sha'arim of the Azara, the gates of the Azara, they would blow Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah. That's three. When they brought the Karban Tamid, they would blow 9 tkiyahs, 3 sets of tkiyah, truah, tkiyah. And when they would bring the carbon tamid from Tzveitim, all the tamid shebein arbayim, there would be another 9. So you had 3 when they opened up the sha'arim, and then you had another 9, and another 9, 3 plus 9 plus 9, that's going to be 21. That was every single day. Because every single day there was an Eilas HaTamid, Baboiker and Bein Arbaya. Every single day they opened up the doors of the Azara. So this is something that took place every single day. So that's the minimum of 7 according to Rabbi Yehuda and 21 according to Chachamim that took place every single day. What was the maximum of 48? So the maximum of 48 was Erev Shabbos of Sukkot. The Cheshbon is, you had the 21 that you had every day. Plus, every time a Karban Musaf was brought, there had to be another 9. So 21 plus 9 is 30. Erev Shabbos, they would always blow 6 tkiyas so that the Olam should know that Shabbos is coming, so that they would stop doing Malacha. That's a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. It's Halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That's a real Halacha. And they would use the Chatzaytris. That's how they would do it. So you had the 21 of every day, plus the 9 because of the Karban Musaf that was brought on Sukkot, plus you have the 6 if Sukkot falls out on an Erev Shabbos, right? There's always going to be one day Sukkot, at least. That's Erev Shabbos. That's 36. Additionally, there were special karbanos that were brought on Sukkot every single day, the Pari Achag. When they brought those, there was another 9. So it's 36 plus 9, which is 45. Plus, when they did the mitzvah of Arava, they were makiv the mizbeach with Arava, there was another 3. Therefore, you have 45 and another 3, you're going to end up with 48. Regardless, Zok de Gemara Vayit, the Shnei Masa Yoyim Bashana, Makkah Bechalusa, there were 12 days of the year where they used to play flutes in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok de Gemara, Maishno Hani, what was unique about those 12 days? Again, what were the 12 days? You had Erev Pesach, when they brought the Pesach Rishon, and then you had, when they brought the Pesach Sheni, the first day of Pesach itself. That's not to be confused with Erev Pesach. Right, so Erev Pesach is when they brought the Karban Pesach. The first day of Pesach is Pesach itself. Ubi Yontav Shel Atzeres, Shavuos, that's the 4th day, then 8 days of Sukkot. So you have Erev Pesach, which is when they brought the Pesach Rishon, when they brought the Pesach Sheni, the first day Pesach, Shavuos, one day in Eretz Yisrael, and the 8 days of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, Maishnahani, what's unique about those 12 days? Says the Gemara, Hoyo V'yachid Goyme Behen Esahala. Because those are the days that we say Gantz Halo, right? So when you say Halo, there are days that you say Gantz Halo, where you say Loilanu and Ahafti, and then there are days where you say Chatzi Halo, where you skip Loilanu and Ahafti. The 12 days that you say the entire Halo correspond to the 12 days that they used to have a special simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would take out the flutes, and they would play with it. Says the Gemara, how do you know that these are the days where you go to Mesahal? The Amar Rabbi Yoichan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoi Tzadok, Shmoyna Asur Yomim, Shayachid, Goyim ben Esahal. There are 18 days that the Yachid completes out. Shmoyna Yimei Achag, the 8 days of Sukkot, Ushmoyna Yimei Chanukah, and the 8 days of Chanukah, the Yontav Arishon Shal Pesach, the Yontav Shal Atzeres, and those are your 21, your 18 days. Ubegoyla, and in Golos, it's Esrei Achad. There's 21 days, meaning there's 3 more. You don't have 8 days of Sukkot, you have Tishrei Meichad, 9 days of Sukkot. You have the same Shmoyna Yimei Chanukah. You don't have 1 day Pesach, but you have Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Pesach, and Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Atzeres, plus you have not 1 day of Shavuos, but rather you have 2 days of Shavuos. Either way, the 12 days that the Mishnah mentions they used to play with the flute correspond to the 18 days in Eretz Yisrael where they used to be Goyim Masal. Now the truth is, if you look at the 12 days in the Mishnah and you go through these 18 days Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not really the same days. Number one, it's 18 and 12, so obviously it's off. You have the 8 days of Chanukah that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned that you don't have in the Mishnah. And the reason is very poshut. Because although they would play with the flute on the day that they would say Halo, but it was related to the karbonos that were brought because of that day. There were no special karbonos that were brought on Chanukah. I mean that there were no special karbonos that were brought on Chanukah. It's Chanukah's with the Rabbanon. So there was no special karbonos. I mean that there were no special karbonos, so it wasn't Mechayv the Chalil. So really, the 8 of the 18 that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned are just not applicable as it relates to the Mishnah. So if that's the case, it should be 10. There are 2 days in the Mishnah that we don't have in Rabbi Yochanan's list. What are those 2 days? You have Shechitas Pesach Rishon and you have Shechitas Pesach Sheni. Why did Rabbi Yochanan mention that? Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Yud Ches Yomim Shehayochid Goyim Ben Esahalo. Yochid couldn't just bring the Karban Pesach by himself. The Yochid couldn't just bring a Pesach Sheni. It was something that the Tzibur had to be in. This was a halal that was recited in the Beis HaMikdash when the Tzibur were bringing the Karbanos. If you're sitting at home and you didn't make it to shul that day,
So you're not going to say how. You don't say how of Pesach. It's part of the carbon. So as a result, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Yochanan Gerim Esahal. So it's not the same list. So even though the Mishnah says that there were days that they would play with the flute, and then Rabbi Yochanan said that there were days that the Yochanan was Gerim Esahal, and the Gemara seems to relate these two things to each other. They're not literally one and the same. They're two independent lists. However, they're somewhat related to each other. But the point is that you had 12 days that they would play with the flute in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're loosely related to the days that the Yochanan is going to Zahal. But the Gemara is going to digress now. And the Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yoitzotak. There are 18 days that the Yochanan is going to Zahal. At first glance, there's some days that you would think you would be going to Zahal that were omitted. Now, a few things before we go back there. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yoitzotak. So what came to mind was a chidah that we spoke out once. And the chidah says this twice. He says this in his Birkei Yosef, and he says it in his Pesach Einayim. And that is a lot of members in Shas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Bayichai. Bayichai said over a lot of lach, Mishum Reb Shimon Bayichai. A lot. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Bayichai, you find a lot. This is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yitzadok. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Shimon Ben Yitzadok are both Oisius Rashbi. Rabbi Yochanan had a Rebbe whose name was Reb Shimon ben Yitzadok. And that's why he said over halacha sometimes for Reb Shimon ben Yitzadok. The Chidah is in that piece was coming to address a stira in Reb Shimon ben Yochai. And the Chidah said, I think Toyla made a Tois. I think there was a Talmud Toya. I think that somebody confused Rashbi as meaning for sure Reb Shimon ben Yochai. And really what he meant was Reb Shimon ben Yitzadok. But either way, throughout Shas, you find Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Less often, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yitzadok. This is not to be confused with Reb Shimon ben Yochai, although it is Rashbi. It's just tonight to notice every nuance. So this is Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and he said in the name of his Rebbe Rashbi, the other Rashbi, not Reb Shimon ben Yochai, but rather Reb Shimon ben Yitzadok. So he said that there are certain days that the Yochid is Gerim Esvahal. There are other days that you say Chatzihal, but there are days that the Yochid is Gerim Esvahal. And just to fully appreciate this next Gemara, although we're not going to go into this today, maybe on the Daf Yud Aleph, but not today, and that is that Tosfos says right here on Daf Yud Aleph, and the same Tosfos, a little bit in more depth, in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Aleph says, that really there's only one way to say Hal, and that is to be Gerim Esahal. Which means that if Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzadok, that these are the only days that you're Gerim Esahal, what he was really saying was, these are the only days that there's a Chiyuv to say Hal. Any other day not mentioned is a day that you don't say Hal at all. It's very important to fully appreciate the Gemara we're about to learn. Next Gemara is a beautiful Gemara. I mean, you have to put an asterisk on this Gemara. Hafoichba the Kulaba. There's so much read in this next Gemara that we're about to learn. But before this, just as an introduction to the Gemara, even though Rabbi Yochanan's talking about being Gomer Sahal, says, ah, so these days you're Gomer Sahal. The other days, you got to skip Leilano and a half day. No, okay. I mean, is that what, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, these are the days you say Halo, the other days you don't say Halo. We do say Halo, right? There's a concept of a Chatzial. For example, Rabbi Yochanan mentioned Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh say Halo. You say Chatzi Halo, right? You medalgan, you skip those two parts of Halo. But you say Halo, Rabbi Yochanan didn't mention it. So L'chaira, if Rabbi Yochanan meant that these are the only days you say Halo, Gomer Sahal is a misnomer. It's a little misleading, but that's really now he meant to say these are the only days you say. So why do we say Halo Rosh Chodesh? So Tosfos says a very big Chiddush. Tosfos says a minig. We took upon ourselves a minig to say Halo on those days. And therefore, Tosfos brings from the Machzav Vitri, Ayin Brachas, Yudal Raman Aleph. And again, Tosfos says a little bit right here as well that you shouldn't make a bracha whenever you say Chatzi Halo. So the bracha you make on Halo, you could only make when you're Gomer as a Halo. Not when you're saying Chatzi Halo, because Chatzi Halo is a minig. You can't make a bracha on a minig. You make a bracha on a mitzvah. Mitzvah Dei Reis, Mitzvah Rabban. And then Tosfos digresses, and Tosfos gets involved in, is it totally maybe if Nashim make a bracha on a mitzvah seishas mangarama, machlik is Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. So that's one of the places in Shas where Tosfos discusses that. But it all starts with Tosfos establishing that what Rabbi Yochanan said, these are the days that the Yochid is Goymer ben Esahalo. Goymer ben Esahalo is lav dafka. Really, these are the days that you say halo, period. Ah, you do say halo on other days. You say chatzi halo, and it's only a minig baal. Either way, so the Gemara says, so you have certain days. Now, the most obvious diik is 8 days of Sukkot, 1 day of Pesach. In Chutz La'aretz, it's 2 days of Pesach. Now, Pesach is 7 days. Sukkot is 8 days, because Sukkot also has Shmini Atzeres, which is the eighth day. But Pesach is also 7 days. So, L'chayr, if Pesach is 7 days, Ma'ishna freit gemar b'chag, domirin kol yoyma, u'ma'ishna b'pesach, do lo yomirin. Why do you say halo every single day of Sukkot, and you don't say Hallel every day of Pesach. What do you mean? We do? No. We say Chatzi Hallel the other 6 days. That's only a minute. So why is it that you say Hallel every day of Sukkot and you don't say Hallel every day of Pesach? So the Gemara says, because Kol Yoyim, the Chag, Chalukim, B'Karban Eseh. The Pesach in Chalukim, B'Karban Eseh. On Sukkot, every single day they brought different karbanos. There were 70 parim that were brought on Sukkot, connected the 70 umos, known as the Parei HaChag. The point is, the karbanos that were brought on Sukkot were different every single day. Pesach, every single day it's the same. That's when the Musaf on Sukkot is different every day. On Pesach it's the same. Because it was the same Musaf every single day on Pesach. Koila, right? Hashtag Koila. As opposed to on Sukkot, every day it was different. Being that there were different karbanos, the difference in karbanos of every day makes every day unique. Every day is Mechai of its own Hal. As if to say, just Pashup Shad in the Gemara, it's a lumda shavar. But Pashup Shad in the Gemara, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that Pesach, you could say Hallel once and you're Yoitza. What do you mean? I said yesterday, not today. Today is just a continuation. Sukkot, being that you bring different karbanos every day, that makes every day unique. And being that every day is unique, every day is mechayev to say Hallel, says the Gemara. So you're telling me now that on a day where you bring unique karbanos, you're supposed to say Hallel, Shabbos, the Chalukah b'Karban Eseh, the special Musafin that you brought on Shabbos, the L'chura Lema, you should say, so the Gemara says, Ikri Mayed. No, it also has to be a Yontif. Shabbos is not called Mayed. Rish Chodesh, the Ikri Mayed Lema. Rish Chodesh, which is called Mayed, you should say. Now Rashi says, where do you find the Rish Chodesh is called Mayed? The Chsib is a passing in Eicha, Karolai Mayed. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in the Nebesach Tes Tainis that says that Karolai Mayed was referring not to Tisha B'Av. We don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av. Why not? Karolai Mayed. It's a Mayed. What kind of Mayed is it? But it's Karolai Mayed, right? But the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chavtes, that Karolai Mayed was actually referring to Rish Chodesh Av. So you see, Rish Chodesh is called Mayed. So the Gemara says, Le'ikdish Basiyas Malach. Even though it's called Mayed, it's not a real Yontif. How do you know that? Because there's no issa to do malacha on Rish Chodesh. Tchsev, Hashir Yia Lachem, Kaleil Hiskadesh Chag. Laila HaMakudesh Lachag, Ton Shira. Ve'en Makudesh Lachag, Ein Ton Shira. And you see that Shira, which is Hallel, is somehow related to a day that is Makudesh. Makudesh means that there's an Isser malacha, therefore Rish Chodesh, even though it has karbanos and it's called mayed, at the same time, it's not a real yontif in the sense that there's an issa malacha, and it's for that reason you don't say halal. What about Rosh Hashanah Kippur? The ikru mayed, it has special karbanos. The ikdash basiyas malacha, you're not letting malacha on Rosh Hashanah Kippur lema. So why don't you say halal? Gemara b'shem d'rabavo. Dam rabavo. Amr malachi yashar sefnei hakadosh baruch hu. Ribayne shalom. B'pnei ma'in yisrael emim shiro v'nech Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why is it that the yidden don't say shira on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amr lemsa hakadosh baruch hu said, Efshem Melech Yosef Al Kisei Adin, Vesifrei Chayim, Vesifrei Mesim Psuchim Lefanov, Vyisrael Oimrim Shira Lefanai. How could you even say Shira? They're giving Din Vecheshbin. They're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivakaris Raya Edroi, Mavrit Soin Etach HaShiftoi, like in the end of Masachtas Bechayris Barak Maisa Behema, literally. That's what's going on. Vesifrei Mesim, Vesifrei Chayim Psuchim. And the Yidden should say Shira. So it's a good Kasha. Why don't we say Shira Shani Yom Kippur? You know what Kasha was? It was the Malachi Ashar, is this Kasha. Amru Malachi Ashar. Why is that the Yidden don't say Shira on these days? And the Teretz is because it's a Yom Adin, and in a Yom Adin, you can't say Shira. But the Gemara asks another Kash for Chanukah. What about Chanukah? The Loi Hachi, the Loi Hachi. Chanukah is not Yontif. There's no Issa Malach on Chanukah. There's no Karbanis on Chanukah. And still you say Shira. The Gemara Mishum Nisa. That's a separate reason. It's a Durabanon. It's Mishum Presume Nisa. Purim Freit the Gemara, if that's the case. So you're telling me that even if it's not a Yontif, even if there's no Issa Malach, even if there's no Karbanis, but Presume Nisa, you say Freit the Gemara. Purim dekan yisalem. So how come on Purim you don't say Hallel? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Lefisha ein oimem shira al nashu b'chutzar. The reason is you don't say Hallel on a miracle that took place in Chutzar. Maskel for Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak. Is that true? Vare yitzis Mitzrayim. The nashu b'chutzar. So yitzis Mitzrayim was a nashu b'chutzar. V'amrinan Hallel and you say Hallel on yitzis Mitzrayim, right? I mean Pesach. We just said the first day of Pesach you say Hallel. Shchitas Karban Pesach, Pesach Sheni, you say Hallel. That's all related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. I Nesha Bechutzlars. Zok the Gemara Kedatanya. The answer is in a brice. Actually, in Chutz Yisrael, oh, Reitz Chushkol Aratzis LeMeshira. Before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, you were allowed to say Shira even for a miracle that happened related to Kol Aratzis, even to Chutz Laretz. Mishenichlus Ularetz. But once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, Leihuchshu Kol Aratzis LeMeshira. At that point, everything changed. So the first teretz the Gemara gives why we don't say Hallel on Purim. Good kasha. Why don't you say Hallel on Purim? Presume Nisa.
Pesach. The Teretz is because it was a Nasha b'chutz laretz. The Ein Oimer Mahalo on Nasha b'chutz. What do you mean Pesach? Tis Mitzrayim is Ein Locha Nasha b'chutz laretz gedoyla mizu. The Teretz is that's before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. Once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, then we had a pedestal. There was Eretz Yisrael l'chud, and there was chutz laretz l'chud, and now the Halach is going to be that Ein Oimer Halal al Nasha b'chutz laretz. That's only the first Teretz of the Gemara. Nachman said a different Teretz. He said we do say Halal on Purim. Great kasha. You should say halal. Why is Purim different than Chanukah? It's not. And in fact, there's a chiyuv to say halal. And we say halal. You know when? When we read the Megillah. Kriyasa zu halela. When we read the Megillah, that is Pesumei Nisa, which is what halal is. And therefore, you could be yoitza. You're chiyuv halal by reading the Megillah. Rav said a different teretz. He said that you can't say halal on Nesha B'Purim. You know what? Because how do you start halal? What's the first pasuk of halal? Halleluka, hallelu avdei Hashem, hallelu Hashem Hashem. Who says halal? The avdei Hashem say halal. Hallelu avdei Hashem. Right? In order to say halal, there has to be a prerequisite. You have to be avdei Hashem. If you're not avdei Hashem, if you're not an Eved Hashem, you literally can't get to the podium to say halal. Hallelu who? Avdei Hashem. Avdei Hashem are the ones that say halal. So said Rava, Bishloima Hasam, Bishloima, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were able to say halalu Avdei Hashem, because Yitzias Mitzrayim took them from being Avdei Paroi to now Avdei Hashem. Halalu Avdei Hashem, v'lei Avdei Paroi. But hacha, after the story of Purim, halalu Avdei Hashem, v'lei Avdei Achashverosh, akati Avdei Achashverosh, and they were still the same Avdei Achashverosh. The Yidden were speared, the gzeir of Lahashma, the Harugul Abed, was averted, but at the same time, the Yidden was still Avdei Achashverosh. They were still in Golos Paras Umadai for several years, so they never went back to being halalu Avdei Hashem, and it's for that reason, that miracle, being that it didn't lead to a halalu Avdei Hashem, that's not a miracle that can be mechayev halal. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman, Dama Kriyos as well, Leilo, Rav Nachman that says there is a chiyev halal. Why? Because why not? Why should it be different than Chanukah? If there's a chiyev halal, where do you say halal? When you read the Megillah, you're saying halal. But Tanya, what we learned to the Braisa, Mishnichasula, Aretz, Lehuch, Shukalaratz, Islay Mashira. Didn't we learn? Didn't the Gemara bring a Braisa? I mean, we can have a machloikas amirah. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Nachman, Rav and amirah are allowed to argue this. But the Gemara in its discussion brought a brisa. The brisa said, actually nichnasu Yisrael la'aretz uchshuru kol ha'aretz islay mashira. But misha nichnasu la'aretz lo yuchshur kol ha'aretz islay mashira. It's after Rav Nachman saying, kriyas is o'aleilas. Talk to the Gemara. Kimin shagalu chazu la'tein rishna. That was all true one, the Yidden went Eretz Yisrael. But once they left Eretz Yisrael, now there's no difference anymore between Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. And now it's hadadina that even on a Ness of Chutzaritz, you could still say Shiva. Very good. Mechamet to the Shagasariyah. Shagasariyah in Turi Evan, not for this morning, says that it could be this Shiloh is Tali in Kedusha Rishani Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Asadavai, or like Kitchel Asadavai. If you're Kedusha Rishani Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Asadavai, so Eretz Yisrael remains on a pedestal even after the Yidden went to Golas. If that's the case, even after Golas, you still have this halacha of no, Kivish and Nichmasul Aretz, you only say Halah on a Ness of an Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to say Halah on a Ness of a Chutz, but if you hold Kedusha Rishani Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Asadavai, so Kivish and Golu, once they went into Golas, Chazul Leteir and Rishayim. The difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is predicated on Eretz Yisrael being more Kaddish. If that's the case, that's only if you hold Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel L'Shaita, V'Kitchel L'Asalavei, V'Advarin Atikin, Kemuvin, V'Inkam L'Koyim L'Harach. Either way, a little bit tighter. So the Mishnah said that the flutes that were used in the Beis HaMikdash were not made out of copper, rather they had to be made out of reeds. It says the Gemara, and then it said, Pasach b'chalil, u'masayim ba'abuv. So we started off talking about the chalil. Right? You couldn't have less than two flutes. And then we mentioned the abuv. The abuv, which is also a flute, had to be made out of reed, not made out of copper. So why are we switching names? Amar Rapapa said, Hainu chalil, hainu abuv. V'amai kar le chalil, why is it called a chalil? The chali kale. Because it has a very sweet sound, and chali in Aramaic means sweet, so really the name of the instrument is abuv. We nicknamed it chalil because it gives off a very, very sweet sound. Incidentally, the Mishnah also mentioned the instrument called the navel. Ein peichse mishnei nevalim, v'loi maisifin al shifa, shisha ein peichse mishnei chalilin, v'loi maisifin al shnei masa. So halu b'nevel v'china, right? Navel is an instrument that you find in Tanakh. And it's interesting that the Rishonim, the Mefarshei at Tanakh, struggled to figure out exactly what it is. But I think years ago, I heard this at a Sheva Brachas, somebody spoke, he said that there's a Yerushalmi, that we'll take his word for it, that says that the reason it was called the navel is because it's Mivashin Nivel. It sounded so nice that it made everything else sound disgusting. This was the shvach he was giving the chassan, that he's so wonderful that everybody else looks terrible next to him. That's the spitz shvach. That's what he's trying to say. But either way, so the chalil is called the chalil because it means sweet. Really, it's called da'abuv. No, we call it the chalil because it has a very nice, sweet sound. The navel is called navel because it makes everything else look bad. Tanu Rabbanan, abuv hayyub ha-mikdash. There was a flute in the base ha-mikdash. Chalok hayyub was smooth. Tak hayyub was thin. Shalkana hayyub was made of reed. Ubi mais maisha hayyub. And it dated back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the kings, doesn't say which king, but one of the kings said that, I think we should take this. Why is it made out of reeds? Let's cover it in gold. Isn't that more befitting? And after they did that, it didn't have such a sweet sound anymore. Not to S.C. Puyov. So they removed the gold. And it went back to the way it was. Similarly, there were a pair of cymbals in the Beis HaMikdash, another instrument. It was made out of copper. It sounded very nice. And then it got ruined. So they brought professionals from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. They came and they fixed it. But after they fixed it, it didn't sound so nice anymore. Not was the kunai. So they unwound what these professionals did. And it sounded sweet again. There was a mortar in the Beis HaMikdash that was used. What was the purpose of it? It was used to be mefatim the k'tiris, to mix all the simani ha-k'tiris. Shal nechosh ha-sayi was made out of copper. Moshe ha-sayi also dated back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ha-sayi mefatim eses ha-psamim. And they used it for pitom ha-k'tiris, to prepare the samanim that we used for the k'tiris. Nispagma, it got ruined. Deviu umdem Alexander shal mitzrayim. V'la-sayi v'teknu, they fixed it. V'la-sayi mefatim es k'mesh ha-sayi, natu es tikuna. V'ha-sayi mefatim es k'mesh ha-sayi, exhale. They undid what these Chevra did, and then already it started sounding good again. Either way, so we just learned the Gemara that discusses a lot of interesting things, from trumpets to flutes to cymbals to the navel that just makes everybody else look bad, to the minimums and maximums. We spoke a little bit about Hallel and a lot going on over here in Erech and Daf Yud. But really, Erech and Daf Yud has to have an asterisk next to it. And the reason is, because this is the Sugi of Halal. This is where the Gemara talks about, why is it that on some days we're Goymer as a Halal, and other days we're not Goymer as a Halal? Which we said, in a literal sense, really means, why is it that on some days we say Halal, and on other days we don't say Halal? So two Ha'aris, as it relates to this Gemara. Number one, the Gemara said, that why is it that on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur, we don't say Halal? L'chura, In the cheshbon of the Gemara, the criteria for saying halal is, has to be a yontif, has to be asa b'malacha. You have to bring special karbanos on those days. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur could check off all those boxes. So if that's the case, the Gemara says, why is it that we don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? And the Gemara said that it's a great question. In fact, Rav Avo said that the Malachi Hashareis themselves asked the question, and you know they asked the question to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoy devi atzma gave the answer. Amru malachi ha-shoros l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, b'pnei ma ein Yisrael omrim shir l'fanecha b'Rosh Hashanah b'yom HaKippur. Amar lahem, so he told him, Efshem melech yoshev al kisei adin, v'sifrei chayim v'sifrei meisim psuchim l'fanov, v'Yisrael omrim shir l'fanai, he says, I didn't say shira. It's a yom adin. And if it's a yom adin, there's no way you can be at a point of simcha where you'll be able to say shira on such a scary day on a yom adin. The Marsha in his Chidushei Agadas asks Akasha. So it sounds like from the Gemara, you can't say Shira on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's why you don't say Halal. Because Sifrei Chaim is Sifrei Meisen HaPsuchim. So how could you say Shira? If that's the case, Reik Demarsha, why is it that in Psukah de Zimra, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say Oz Yasher? Oz Yasher Moshe is a Shira. We're singing Shira Sayan. If you can't say Shira on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Reik Demarsha, right here in this Gemara, in Chidushei Agadas, why is it then that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we sing Shira? Says the Marsha. Because when we say Az Yashar in the morning, we're not really saying Shira. We're not singing a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising him for the fact that he split the sea, saved the Jews, and drowned the Egyptians. That's not what's happening. What we're doing is Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. We're just relating and telling a story of what happened once upon a time. That once upon a time, our ancestors were slaves. Avadam Yunu L'Parba Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He took us to the sea. He split the sea. And Oz Yoshe Moshu V'nei Yisrael. So Shira Azayis. And then the Mitzrayim sang Shira. The Yidin sang Shira. But we're just saying what the Yidin did. We're not singing Shira. We're saying that the Yidin sang Shira. You're right. For us to sing Shira would be inappropriate. Just like you can't say Halal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But what we're really doing is we're just saying over what it was that the Yidin did. Hazoi Shteit Marashon Chedushi Agadas right here, Erechin, Daf Yudam Beis. But I just had one Ha'ara. And that is the Mishabrura
in Simen Nun Aleph, it's Sifkotin Yud Zayin, says as follows. That when you say Oz Yosher in the morning, the Yoimer Shiras Hayom Besimcha. When you say Oz Yosher, you should say it Besimcha. The Yedame Bedaitoi, and when you say Oz Yosher, you should try to visualize Ki Ilu Ba'oise Hayom Ove Bayah, as if you yourself just crossed the air. But either way, it says the Mishnah Berurah that when a person says Oz Yosher, you should try to act as if you literally just crossed the sea. Could be the beer in this Mishnah Berurah. The Hezbat Varim is based on a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says like this. We say, Oz Yashem Moshe V'nei Yisrael Sashir HaZohis L'Hashem. Vayoyimru Lemar. Shiru L'Hashem Ki Goy Go Sus V'Reich V'Yirama V'Yom. We know wherever it says the word Lemar, it means that something that's being said is being said with Dairus. Oz Yashem Moshe V'nei Yisrael Sashir HaZohis L'Hashem. Vayoyimru Lemar. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. Oz Yashem Moshe V'nei Yisrael Sashir HaZohis Lemar. Lemar Bahu Zimna. The Yidden were told, right now they sang Shira. Lemar ba'ar kadisha b'zimna d'shoy Yisrael ba'ar. Lemar is a tzivoy l'dayres that when the Yidden are going to enter Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have a mitzvah to sing Oz Yosher. Lemar b'galusa. Lemar also means that we didn't. I'm going to be in Golis. They're going to be so far removed in a world of hest upon him. So far removed from Rasa Shivcha Bayam, Mashalei Roya, Cheskel, Ben Buzig, Loyam, doesn't matter. Az Yashu, Moshe, Vene, Yisrael, Sashir, Az Lois, Lashem, Vayoyim, Ru, Lemar. Lemar, Bepurkona, the Loyam, the Yisrael. If the Yidden, when they will be redeemed, there'll be an Indian of Lemar, and Lemar, Alma, the Asi, Lasa, Lavai, Az Yashir, not Oz Shar. Oz Yosher, Mikan Remez, Lachias, Amez, Menatayra. But in Oz Yosher, in the word Lamar, is a Remez that Yidden are always supposed to sing Shira. Shteitin Dev Zoira Kaddish, I think a Dover Nifla. A Dover Nifla. That even though Oz Yosher Moishu Vnei Yisrael Sashir Azois was an event that took place in history, but at the same time, Vayoimru Lamar. And if Vayoimru Lamar state that Sivri Ledoir, it's not a mitzvah's essay, they write it to say Oz Yosher, but at the same time, a remez Ledoir is that there's an idea of singing Oz Yosher in future generations. And it's mashma, that the Zohar says, Lemar ba'ara kadisha b'zimna d'Yisrael ba'ara, and that Lemar b'galusa, and that Lemar b'purkana d'loin d'Yisrael is the same Oz Yosher as Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yidden sang when they saw the sea split. It's not Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. It's the Zelba Oz Yosher. Oz Yosher, Moshe v'nei Yisrael, Vayoyimru Lemar, that Shira. That was a real Shira. That was a Shira that was sang by people that crossed the Yam. And Vayoyimru Lemar is a Tzivu L'Doyres that in future generations, you're also supposed to tap into that Oz Yosher Moshe. That's the Mishnah Berurah. V'yedam Ba'atzmoy. A person should try to act as if he should visualize. Ki'ilu Hayoyim Avar Bayam. Where do you see that? What do you mean? I didn't cross the Yam. Okay, there it's based on a pasuk. Liris is atzmai, laharis is atzmai, but that's b'leil laseder. That's on matzus umeroyim. That's the chayvus hayoyim of the leil laseder of where there's a mitzvah of sipur yetzias mitzrayim. This is every single day. Vayoyim ruleimar, but there's a special mitzvah of oz yashem moshe vayoyim ruleimar to try to tap in. Bottom line is the Marsha said that the reason it's not a problem to sing Shira, the reason it's not a problem to sing say oz yasher or Roshani Yom Kippur, sifrei chayim v'sifrei meis, isn't that the reason we don't say hal? It could be that zok the Marsha. It's only sipur dvarim ba'alma. Chura, there's a Mishnah Berurah that says V'yedame ba'atzmai ki'ilu over bayam, and I think it's based on the Zohar, but the bottom line is if there's a concept of V'yedame ba'atzmai, it would seem that it's more than just a Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma, because the idea is you're supposed to visualize as if you just crossed the Yam. You're supposed to say it b'simcha. I'm saying b'simcha because of what happened a few thousand years ago. No, I'm saying it b'simcha because I'm supposed to feel as if I just experienced a miracle. Either way, could be that's as far. Regarding the Ikar Kasha, that's what I was about to say. That's a minor. Very good. That it could be that as it relates to the Ikar Kasha of why is it, that you sing Oz Yosher, L'chaira, it's Shira. So from me saying the end of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody says Shira b'simcha, ha'imer b'simcha, moichle al-kal v'noisav. So you're right, mitzadachar it's a Shira. And you can't say Shira when the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason. But it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I mean that it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's the Zman of Mechilas Avoinois. So you have an opportunity to do something where it's that we're not going to give up. So therefore, we're going to say Shira, simply so we should be able to get the Mechilas Avoinus. That's the first aura. The second aura is, so the Gemara spoke about, why is it that we don't say Halal on Purim? You say halal on Chanukah, even though Chanukah doesn't check off any of the boxes, but there's an idea of Pesumei Nisa. So the question is, Purim, L'chur, you have the same Pesumei Nisa. So if you have Pesumei Nisa, why is it Eyam Slacha? And the Gemara gave three terutzim. One teretz the Gemara said was because it was a Nesha B'chutzaretz, and you don't say halal on a Nesha B'chutzaretz, even though Yitzias Mitzrayim was also a Nesha B'chutzaretz, but that was before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. Once they entered Eretz Yisrael, it was Neskadish Eretz Yisrael. Now we're ready, there's levels. Eretz Yisrael's on a pedestal. Chutzaretz is second rate. And as a result, now that Chutzaretz is second rate, Einoyrim halal al Nes Shel B'chutzaretz. Rava said, it's because, how could you say the first pasuk of the halal doesn't really apply to this miracle. Halu Avdei Hashem, Bishloim Abaytis Mitzrayim, Avdei Hashem, Avdei Avdei Pirate. But over here, Akati Avdei Achashver Shanai. Rav Nachman said, Kriyasa Zu'al Leila. At first glance, there's a fundamental difference between Rav Nachman's teretz and the teretz of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and Rava. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and Rava gave explanations why it is there is no chiyuv to say Halu on Purim. Rav Nachman said there is a chiyuv to say Halu on Purim. Kriyas is well it. But when we read the Megillah, in addition to being Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, we're also being Mekayim the mitzvah to say hal. Very, very big nafgamina. Number one, is there a chiyuv to say hal or not? Number two, when you read the Megillah, are you saying hal? According to Rav Nachman, Kriyas is well leila, you're actually saying hal. According to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, you're not saying hal. The Meiri, the Mesechtes Megillah, says a very, very big chiddush, which at first glance, maybe he's posh, but the Achronim have a lot of problems with it. Says the Meiri, what happens if you have a person that doesn't have a Megillah? He can't read the Megillah. He doesn't know how to read the Megillah. He will not be Yotza, his Chiyah Mikra Megillah. According to Rav Nachman, that says, Kriyas is Waleila, he should take out a Siddur and he should say Halal. Why? Because really, there's a Chiyah to say Halal. Narvas. Kriyasa Zuhalela. You may claim your mitzvah's halo when you read the Megillah. But being, says the Meiri, that this person's not going to be Mekayim his mitzvah's Megillah, so he doesn't have a way now to be yoitza his hallow with the Mikra Megillah. So at the very least, it would be appropriate, says the Meiri, to say hallow. So the Meiri said a very big chiddush. He said that being that kriyasa zu halela, and incidentally, the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka brings Rav Nachman's halacha. Rav Nachman passed, the Rambam passes like Rav Nachman. He says that the reason we don't say hallow on Purim is because of meaning he passes Rav Nachman's halacha. So this halacha l'maisa. So says the Meiri, if a person for whatever reason is not going to be able to read the Megillah, at the very least, he should say halacha. Achreidim have a lot of kashas on this Meiri. It's a very, very shver Meiri. But the point is, that it's the Meiri's chiddush, and at first glance, before the Achreidim's kashas, it would seem to be very logical. It's Yedua, that the Marchesha said that this Meiri, or really more, Rav Nachman's halacha of Kriyasa Zu'alela is the beer to the Shitas Abahag. So what's the Shitas Abahag? We spoke about this last week. So last week we spoke a lot about Mikra Megillah. The Mishnah says, Hakol Chayavim B'Mikra Megillah, Hakol Ksherin, Likrisas HaMegillah, Hakol Asu Yemai, Noshim, Pira Bishua Ben Levi, Dama Afei Nei Ba'isanas. Meaning, really you would think that Noshim HaPata from Mikra Megillah. Why? Because the mitzvah says, Man Groma. Even though it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, it's not a mitzvah de Raisa. But called the Tikkun Rabbanan came de Raisa, Tikkun, just like Noshim HaPata from Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, where it's a mitzvah de Raisa, Noshim HaPata from Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, when it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan as well. Stating that, Bishua Ben Levi said, Noshim Chayavim B'Mikra Megillah. He said it three times. He said it by Mikra Megillah. He said it by Ner Chanukah. He said it by Dalet Koises, Sha'af Hein Hoya Ba'osan. Stating that, Toises brings the Shitas Abahag that says that even though Noshim Achayv and Mikra Megillah and men Achayv and Mikra Megillah, a woman can't be Moitzi a man with the Chiyah Mikra Megillah. Now, we're not talking about a woman being the Chazan and Shul or being the Balkaira. That's a whole different conversation. We're talking about a man who's home. He can't go to Shul. His wife knows how to read the Megillah. Could you be Moitzi him? Says the Bahag, no. And really, it's a chiddush because Nashim Achayv and Mikra Megillah and men Achayv and Mikra Megillah, they're both Chayv and the Rabbanim. So what's the problem? Why can't a woman be Moitzi a man? What, a woman doesn't have Arvas? So of course, this is totally in so many different sugyas Ashas. But the bottom line is that is the Shitas HaBahag. And everybody tries to understand what's Pasha Pshad in this Bahag. Says the Machesheth, I'm going to tell you Pshad in the Bahag. Because when we read the Megillah, we're being Mekayim two mitzvahs. Number one, we're being Mekayim mitzvahs Megillah. Number two, we're also being Mekayim mitzvahs Halal. Because really, we paskin like Rav Nachman that there is a chi of halal on Purim. Kriyasa zu halela, like the Rambam brings in the end of Hilchas Paragimel Hilchas Chanukah. The bottom line is, we hold that there's a mitzvah to say halal on Purim, and we yoytze with Mikra Megillah. Noshim don't have a mitzvah halal.
because halal is a prototypical mitzvah seishas mangaroma, and of course nashim are going to be pata. And for halal, you don't say afhein hoya baysanes. Interesting, but for halal, you don't say afhein baysanes. It says the marcheshes. If that's the case, it's pasha why a woman can't be mitzi a man, because when a man reads the Megillah, he needs two things: he needs sai mikra Megillah, and he needs sai halal. As opposed to a woman, when she reads the Megillah, all she has is mitzvahs mikra Megillah. She doesn't have halal. Klapping the mitzvah of halal, she's an ena mitzvah who can't be mitzi a mitzvah. It's for that reason, says the Marcheshes, that's the beer in the Shittas of Ahag, that a woman can't be Moitzi a man. But just to digress for a moment from our digression. So last week we spoke at a chiddush from the Turi Evan. Turi Evan said a different shot on the Bahag. What was the Turi Evan's shot on the Bahag? He said that it's true, women are chayv and mikra Megillah, men are chayv and mikra Megillah. Men are chayv and mikra Megillah, because the Megillah says you have to read the Megillah. Women are chayv and mikra Megillah, shafi and hoy baisanes. But he says the chiyuv is not on the same level. It's not on the same madrego. Men are chayv because the Megillah says you're supposed to be chayv. And even though the Megillah is technically a derabbanon, the Rambam calls it Divrei Soifrim, but at the same time, the Gemara says in Megillah Dav Zayin, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nem. I mean that Esther was Baruch HaKodesh. What it means is that it was written Alpi Nevuah. Baruch HaKodesh is a level of Nevuah. And just to be clear, what makes something a mitzvah d'oraisa? Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevuas Moshe. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava Moshe, tell the Yidden to do this, that's what makes something a mitzvah d'oraisa. We spoke out when we learned Masechtas Becheiros, a shmachlik is Rambam and Ramban, if a takana that Moshe Rabbeinu made had a din of a d'oraisa, din of a din of a d'oraisa. But d'oraisa is really totally Poshet in Nevuas Moshe. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the Yidden, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, that's by definition what d'oraisa is. It's Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer. So a d'oraisa means it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really more specifically from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe to the Yidden. That's really what a d'oraisa is. Moshe kibul Torah misina mesar liyeshua. That's the definition of a mitzvah d'oraisa at first glance. But says the Chagas Aryeh, that really on a lesser level, anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava should, although it's not a d'oraisa, if it didn't go through Moshe, and it wasn't by Dabash Moshe Lemar, but at the same time, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavid, on some level it makes it a Kain d'oraisa. Because really at the core of a d'oraisa is that it came from Hashem. And what's the difference if Hashem told it to Moshe, if Hashem told it to Mardchai and Esther? What's the difference if it came through the Nevuah's Moshe, which was Baspaklaria Meira, or it came through the Nevuah of Mardchai and Esther? But the bottom line is, says the Shagasari, Esbruch HaKadosh never means that even though it's not mid'oraisa, but it means it came from the Adon Hashem, which means that on some level it's ke'en d'oraisa. Noshma chayiv sha'afin hoy boysanes. Men achayiv because of esbrach hakodesh nemer, which is a ke'en d'oraisa d'gechiv. The chiyuvim are not on the same level, and it's for that reason a woman can't be moitzi a man. A man's chiyuv is a ke'en d'oraisa chiyuv. A woman's chiyuv is a regular d'rabbanan d'gechiv, and it's for that reason a woman can't be moitzi a man. So last week we spoke out that the Shagas Aryeh in the end of that piece clears the shaila. What happens if a man can't read the Megillah? He has no one to be moitzi him the Megillah other than a woman. Should the woman be moitzi him so that at least he could be yoitza his chiyuv afein hoy boisanes? Meaning, Shagas Aryeh was clearing, does a man, in addition to his Esther Baruch HaKodesh never the gechiyuv, also have an afein hoy boisanes the gechiyuv? That's a lamdish hakira. We spoke about that a little bit last week. But ein beis medrash beloy chiddush. The Shagas Aryeh goes back to this chiddush in Turi Evan and Afeh. So again, Turi Evan, which of course was written by the Shagas Aryeh. I mean, the Vilna Goyen supposedly said things about the Shagas Aryeh that he felt that he deferred to the Shagas Aryeh when it came to Nigla. That's what the Velt says. That the Vilna Goyen held the Shagas Aryeh was bigger than him in Teres HaNigla. That the Goyen held that he was bigger than the Shagas Aryeh in Teres HaNistar, but that the Shagas Aryeh was bigger than him in Teres HaNigla. But either way, this is the Shagas Aryeh. So the Shagas Aryeh says, on Daf Dalet, this whole shtickle Torah that we just mentioned, on Daf Hey, he comes back to it, and he says a Dover Nifla. Listen to what he says. He says that we know the halacha is that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah. Why not? The Gemara gives two reasons. Rabbi gives the most famous reason. Just like you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Just like you don't take dalet minin on Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos. So too, you don't read the Megillah on Purim Shacholias B'Shabbos. What's the reason? We're afraid that a person may come with a Chilul Shabbos. But Rav Yosef in the sugya in Masechtas Megillah says a different reason. He says because the Aniyim used to wait for the Megillah and they would come to collect the Matnas Aniyim. So if you're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to give
matonas lav yoyin. You're not going to be able to give anything to Tanim. Tanim are going to lose out. And it's for the right reason, the Chachamim said, instead of reading the Megillah on Shabbos, instead you should be makdim it, and you should read it not on Shabbos. So according to Rav Yosef, it's gzeir Hashem yavirenu dal namas shus harabim. According to Rav Yosef, it's because of the takon of Tanim. We want Tanim to be able to get their matonas lav yoyin, and it's very convenient for them to get it. That's just a practical way for them to get it during the Mikra Megillah. Says the Turi Evan, I think there's a very big nafka mina. I think there's a very big nafkah, you know, between Rabbis Pshat, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Rabbis Pshat Rabbim, and Rabbi Yosef Pshat, Mimnei Sheineim Shalaniim Nesuyas. What's the nafkah, you know? So he says like this. He says that if you think about it, how did the Chachamim have a right to say that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, don't read the Megillah on Shabbos? This is all Takanas Chachamim. Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, Mimnei Sheineim Shalaniim Nesuyas. How did the Chachamim have a right to do it? Teres is, this is Sugi Mesach Tzivos. Yesh koich biad chachomim, laka dovim in atoira, b'shev al taisa. Stating that, if you go through that Sugi, and we spoke about this not so long ago, Mesach Tzbechiris, in the Sugi of Kofach, Tzechon men amenuyim, in the Sugi of Tokfu Koyin, the only time the Chachomim have a right to be oikud dovim in atoira, even b'shev al taisa, is if they're doing it for a good reason. Meaning, they're doing it to prevent an Isser. There has to be what's called the Jurara de Isura. Remember Jurara de Mamayna for the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia, Shnai Meichsen, Jurara de Mamayna, Sumchas. So, it has to be a Jurara de Isura. There has to be a Tzad Isser. If there's no Tzad Isser, the Chum do not have a right to just go ahead and be Oikir Dava Menatayra. Says, the Shagas Aryeh, Bishlam, according to Rabbah, that says that the reason we don't read the Megillah on Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos is Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Rames B'Shus Harabim. So it makes sense how the Chum had a right to do it. You know they had a right to do it. They had a right to be Oikud Davim and Atayra because they were afraid. They were afraid that a person may come with a Chol Shabbos. There's a drawer of the Yisurah. B'makam Chshash Iser Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachamim Laka Davim and Atayra B'Shev Al Taisa. Right? They're not telling you to do an Aver. They're just saying don't read the Megillah. That's something that they have a right to do. And it's for that reason the Chachamim were able to say don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. But according to Rav Yosef, why did the Chachamim say don't read the Megillah on Shabbos? Because they were worried about an Isser? Nothing to do with an Isser. They just wanted Aniyim to make sure they get what they're supposed to get. So the Chachamim had to have a right to do it. Ein koyach biyad chachamim lakadovim anatoyer b'shev al taisa b'mokim delek ha-drora d'yisura. It's afraid the Shagasariya Bishlam, according to Rabbah, I understand. But according to Rav Yosef, I don't understand. Says the Shagasariya, you're muchrich to say a tremendous chiddush. He says, I only have one etzah. I have to say that according to Rav Yosef, the fact that when Rosh Purim falls out on Shabbos, we read the Megillah not on Shabbos, was gufa mitakonas anshe knesses agdoila. When Mordechai and Esther said that you're supposed to read the Megillah on Yudalag and Tezvav, depending on what kind of city you live, they also said that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, you shouldn't do it that day. You should do it on a previous day. It wasn't working with a later Bezdin being oiker. That wasn't the Geder Advarim over here. But rather, what was going on over here was something else. What was going on over here was the Chachamim themselves, the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, the Torah itself, the Ke'en Doi Raisa, the Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemer, in the Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemer was said, a Sifkot. Now, when do you read the Megillah? Well, it depends. If it falls out on a weekday, and if you live in an open city on the 14th day of Adar, if you live in a walled city from the times of Achashverosh or Yeshua Benun, depending on which mandamer Megillah that base, then you're going to do it on the 15th, right? If it falls out on Shabbos, oh, that's something else. Thursday, Friday, the suya over there was after Shabbos. It was me ikra takana. It can't be. It was a later bezdin that did it. You know why? Because Esther Baruch Hakodesh never the takana of Nachik Nesagdol was a keinchal Torah. And if that's the case, if you want to be ikra it now in koyach biat chacham lakadav and Torah b'shev al taisa, unless there's a drar di sura. According to Rabbi Yosef, there's no drar di sura. He's not worried about zera shem yavrena dalam shus ram. Yes, he gives a different reason. So he gives a different reason. It's going to come at us with the takana of Nachik Nesagdol. Here's the punchline. Here's the cheshbon. So Bishlam, according to Rav Yosef, it comes out then that when we read the Megillah, not on Yudalit, on Yud Gimel. Why? Because Purim fell out on Shabbos. So we always go early, you don't go later, right? So you go a day earlier. So we read it on Yud Gimel or Yud Beis, 2 days earlier. So when we read it earlier, so what essentially is happening? What essentially is happening is it's kufa me'anshe knesses akdoilus takana, that's when you're supposed to read the Megillah. But according to Rabbah, you don't have to say that. Because according to Rabbah, the reason that you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos was lav dafka mitakana sanche knesses akdoilus. The reason that you don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos is mitakana sanche knesses akdoilus. Yesh koich b'yad chav lakum adavim min ha-toyra, b'shev al taisa, b'makum dror adi surah. If that's the case, this is the punchline, it could be that when we do read the Megillah on Purim, Shechalias B'Shabbos, not on Shabbos, But before Shabbos, shaloi bezmanoi, quote unquote, it could be it's only mitakanas chachamim. It's a muchach that we're reading it mitakanas hachakanas lagdail. According to Rav Yosef, the chachamim had no right to manipulate a purim shecholias b'Shabbos. So if we read the Megillah before Shabbos, shaloi bezmanoi, it must be that's kufat mitakanas hachakanas lagdail. But that's all muchach in Rav Yosef. In Rabbi, you don't have to say that. In Rabbi, gzeirah shami avreira adam shus harabim is going to impact Megillah, just like it impacts Shofar, just like it impacts Dalaminim. If that's the case, you don't have to say that this is good for me at Takanas Hachiknes Lagdoyla. So it could be when you read the Megillah, the second half of this, not the first half of it is you don't read on Shabbos. We took care of that. Now there's a second Chiddush. We read it before Shabbos. Wait, you're reading the Megillah on Yud Beis Adar? You're reading it on Yud Gimel Adar? What Shaiches? The Teretz is, it's a Takanas Chachamim. So it comes out, there's a Yesoidus Tekin Afkimin, and that Mikra Megillah of Erev Shabbos, where Purim falls out on Shabbos. Is that an Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla Ke'endai Raisa Degim Mikra Megillah? Or is that a new Takanas Chachamim Degim Mikra Megillah? According to Rav Yosef, you have to say it's an Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla. It's a Ke'endai Raisa Degim Chiyah. According to Rabbah, you don't have to say that. According to Rabbah, you could say that really it's only a Takanas Chachamim Degim Chiyah. If that's the case, says the Shagas Aryeh, according to the Bahag, that a woman can't be Moitzi a man. And says the Shagas Aryeh, I already said on Daf Dalet, this is on Daf Hey in Megillah. He said, I already said on Daf Dalet that the reason a woman can't be Moitzi is because the Chiyah is not on the same level. A man's Chiyah is Kein Deiraisa. A woman's Chiyah is a regular Drabonon. What if Purim falls out on Shabbos? And now you're reading the Megillah before Shabbos. Could a woman be Moitzi a man? According to Rav Yosef, a woman wouldn't be able to be Moitzi a man because the man's chiyuv is vaita ke'enshel Torah. According to Rabbah, there a woman wouldn't be able to be Moitzi a man because now you don't have the ke'enshel Torah chiyuv. This is a new takanas chachamim. The Torah's chiyuv, the esbarach hakodesh chiyuv is on yudal and tazvav. You're not doing the yudal and tazvav. Now, how do you have a right to be oikret? Okay, yesh kach biat chachamim b'makom jaradi surah. The chachamim clearly were mechadish anu halacha. But the point is, this is a regular takanas chachamim. It's a regular takanas chachamim. Over here, a woman and a man are going to be the same. Tosa asks a kasha in the Sechtes Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that why do Yosef have to come on to a new reason? Why couldn't he say gzeirah shami aviren? You're going to tell me he doesn't hold gzeirah shami aviren? It can't be. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold that you're not allowed to blow shofar or a shofar that falls down on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold that you're not allowed to take dalamin that falls down on Shabbos. Late the Shag Desari, we have a new Teres in Teisvus Kasha. You know Rabbi Yosef was mechadish a new reason? Because Rabbi Yosef wanted to show that this is not only because he knew Gzeirah Shami Avirenu, but as Gzeirah Shami Avirenu, the Chiyuv of Erev Purim would be a Durabon of the Chiyuv. Rabbi Yosef was saying there was a different reason over here. This came in Takanas Anchek Nesak Doyle. Lamainaf Gemina, it's a Ke'en Shal Teru the Chiyuv. Lamainaf Gemina, Shitas Abahag. A woman wouldn't be able to be Moitzi a man.